essence in my head. Oh, no. But there's something about this girl, and never met. It is, in fact, your release eve.
Oh my god, it is.
It is. How do you feel?
I feel good.
Yeah?
Yep, pretty excited.
How come you've decided to release an album? Because obviously the first four tracks already out.
Yeah.
Have been released as singles. Why the decision to come out with one?
I think I just made a bunch of songs that fit really cohesively together and had a very conceptual thing going on. And I just really wanted to put them together and like put them out as a full package sort of thing.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah.
Have you been working on other stuff or just this?
Yeah. I feel like when you're releasing music, I feel like it always overlaps with the inception of like the next era or whatever.
Yeah.
Like I feel like when I'm releasing, I'm always back in the stage of like wanting to write again.
Right.
But I have to like remind myself to like focus on releasing as well. But I've been really, really focused at the moment on like trying to make stuff.
Yeah.
Which is really cool.
Do you feel like you've found your sound with this project, or are you still looking to keep exploring?
I feel like definitely I found a sound with project. I really, really like it, and it was the first time that I actually had felt like I had found like a sound. But definitely I'm still exploring, because I think for me it's not really interesting unless I'm doing something like a little bit new or a little bit like out of my comfort zone.
Right.
Because if I make a song that I knew that I could already make, it's like a bit whatever to me.
Right.
But then if I'm doing something that I'm a bit like, oh, is this like weird or is this, can I even pull this off? Then that's really exciting to me, like when I figure out that I can.
As you said, this album is really cohesive and like all of your songs fit the same kind of, I don't have the word, vibe, narrative, something or other. But within each of your songs, I feel like you have quite a large dynamic range. Like you'll start quite quietly and build. How do you find the balance between the two kind of sounds and like still make it kind of sound like one song? If you can answer that question, it's just an observation I had.
No, I mean, that's good, because that's what I really enjoy, that sort of soft to loud, like, contrast. That when I was making this album, that was really something that I was interested in, was, like, very soft and intimate stuff, and then suddenly you're, like, smacked in the face by something very abrasive, like some big bass or synth stuff. I don't know. I just like it. I like big music, and then I also like intimate stuff.
Yeah, totally. You know? Speaking of big music, how do you get, because there's quite a lot of electronic kind of distortion throughout all of the songs, how do you get that kind of sound, like production-wise, writing-wise?
Yeah, obviously a lot of distortion. I was playing with distortion like a lot heavier on this album, and I love a distorted guitar. It's so good. But yeah, I'm like an all on the laptop guy. I don't really have any hardware or out of the box stuff. Like I do all my production just purely on the laptop.
Right.
So amp simulators and stuff like that. Since
So did you work with anyone else, or is this all you?
This was 95% all me.
Crazy.
Which was, I'm really, really proud of that.
Yeah, totally.
I needed like help, or like I needed to get someone in to like finish something or like bring it to the next level. But with, I think all of these songs except for one, I produced fully. And pretty sure I mixed them. Oh no, that's a lie. All the songs except for Isabel, I produced for myself, which
incredible.
Is awesome. Oh, and Isabel was produced by Josh Natley, Wells.
Love that guy.
Great guy, shout out to him. Love him.
for people just kind of getting into your music and wanting to explore your universe, if you will, how would you describe it to them? Not even genre-wise, but what kind of vibe do you want to be putting out?
I think very emo vibe. Yeah. Like, oh, that sucks when I said that. Yeah, I think just it's really raw. All of it's very personal to me, and I think I'm very, very honest in my music. There's a lot of also, oh shit, like I'm the problem, you know?
Hence the emo.
Yeah, yeah. Like it's like, oh, damn, it might be me.
Yeah.
Guitar, music, I'm just trying to meld like these worlds that I really, really love. Like I love emo music, like guitar, shoegaze music, and I also love really experimental sort of internet synth stuff. So I'm just always trying to like mash those two worlds together.
Yeah.
Which I think creates like an interesting vibe, yeah.
Yeah, you definitely have clear influences in your sound, but because you kind of balance a lot, and I'd say quite successfully, like it never feels too like cluttered or like you don't know what kind of sound you're going for. Thanks. If that makes sense.
Thank
yeah
you.
That's not a question. I was just wondering, was there any kind of particular purpose that you had when writing? So I understand that obviously you said your writing is quite personal and that definitely comes through with your lyricism, but did you have, I guess, the audience in mind at all? Like, did you want to evoke a particular emotion or garner something up within your audience?
Honestly, no.
Yeah.
I think that thinking about the audience is the end of all creativity.
Totally.
Like, because you just start feeling weird about what you're making and you can't really, like, I think it just puts such a block on me sometimes. And like the best music that I've ever made is when I just completely disregard people that might hear my music, my friends, what they might think is cool.
Yeah.
And I just have to forget like all that and just do exactly what I want to do. And that's the most pure. And the best songs are always like that.
Yeah,
and you
definitely.
Just don't think about that, because I feel like you can get stuck in such a hole of like, oh, like, is this cool? Like, will they like it?
It's yeah. Like, no. Getting into, I guess, the guts of your album, the track list order, was there any thought to it or kind of a narrative you wanted to tell throughout the album?
Yeah. The track list, because some of the songs are like so old. Some of them I wrote in like 2023. I'm pretty sure the genesis of some of them started at the very end of 2022.
Right.
But then some of them were made at like in 2024, you know? But definitely, yeah, there's like a lore or like a story behind the album.
Yeah.
And it's sort of, I ordered them around this story that I had created in my head about these kids that like ran away and then like, yeah, it was a whole thing.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think I've talked to you about this before.
Yeah, no, definitely.
When all the songs are about me, but they're sort of disguised as songs that are about
like something else, like another story.
These stories, but they're made up of the emotions that I felt, you know?
Yeah, totally.
Yeah. I hope that makes sense.
No, it makes sense. I think it's easier for someone to relate to your song when it's more abstracted a little bit from the artist, but the emotion is still there, because you're talking about universally felt things, so it's kind of...
It's almost like a defense mechanism, I think, maybe at the time when I was writing them, because a lot of... There's themes on the album about, like, you know, guilt and, like, shame and, like, you know...
Heavy stuff.
I'm the problem, you know, but it's like... I think maybe I was a little bit scared for that to be as stark as it could have been if I was like, if I wasn't in this sort of world of like these characters that I was thinking about in my head.
My favorite track of your new ones is Roadkill. It's so beautiful.
Oh my God, wow. That's awesome that you like that song.
Why do you not like your song?
No, I like it. I just thought that it's like a bit of an ambient like album cut. But I think that song is very much, that's like the story. That's the most like focused, detailed bit of the story.
Did you want to like run us through that story?
Yeah. So... I don't know, I've always been obsessed with Bonnie and Clyde and, like, this runaway vibe. It was such a romantic sort of idea in my head of, like, these two, like, kids or, like, teenagers, I guess, that, you know, like we're in the small town, and I grew up in a small town in Cambridge, and it always felt like that you needed to like run away or like get out of there, you know? And that was sort of what I was thinking about. And it goes through, and it's these two kids of, it's like these two kids, and they, yeah, and then they like steal a car, and they steal a gun, and then they like go, and then like they get into some stuff, and
kind of like the end of the fucking world.
Yes, yeah. Literally, yeah. And like I was thinking about Bones and All a lot.
I was thinking about cannibalism.
I was thinking about Bones and All a lot because like at the end, the song sort of ends in a similar way. One of them dies, and then and the other ones. I think it's from the perspective of the other person, the song.
Yeah.
And they're holding this person as the song is singing, and they're like thinking about what had happened, and like, oh, we did all this, we got into this mess, you know, and then the other person that's dying is being like, don't let me down, like, you have to go on.
Right.
Yeah, anyway.
And on that note.
We get so drunk that we can't see. And curse this place we're from. You said you had a plan. You stole your daddy's gun.
That's Roadkill by George Barney Roberts, which we just listened back to my catch up with him about his debut album, GBR2. Really great album, you should have a listen. Hope you've been enjoying the show, and we're going to take a little break before we kind of finish up in around 15.